the tzavah of the vein. This is what they say. V'chemiyumiyach ha'etz v'lasaki, v'yavzik izi mikatek izi shumyom min drosi. V'apiru yosef drosi ha'ud b'mashu min ha'vein shepsut. V'yaminik v'hatrif pol drosi b'in b'yitkame, b'in b'yitbasre, b'in b'kone b'in b'veishe. Why? Why? Because we are chishish for the shite of Rashi. Chlode kentza. V'in shiyich v'sasaki v'insime v'insime. בין שישור התחת וגלחוץ עם מיילו למטו וחוץ המציא וישור הדאלי בין שישור הדאלי למטו למיילו שלוחוץ עם פסולו איך נעסק מתחס העיר או מתחס סמר מסובור, מצבר הבאים או מתחס מטריס הקושר מצבור או ישר מטריס מדובר מפישבו וישור חד שחיתוס עם פסולו אבל אם המטריס פורוס על צבור וישור חד שחיתוס עם קשור so even though the Gemara says תיקו But the Gemara says they call in connection with Tzavah Misubach when it's attached to the Tzavah. How the Shavuot with that wax, glue, I mean, with a certain, if it's attached. But if it's not attached, he just puts a sheet over the Tzavah of Emo and then he pushes in the Sati, then it doesn't come. The sheet is a Ramba means that even if it's not attached, it's still a violation. ויש מי שפסל גם בזה, ולכתחיל לשלוח שליבו. וכן יש לי זוהי המקבוסים, שיש לה בצמר מסובוך מצווה ראיהם, ויש לה איזה צמרה מסובוך, שלו יובל מדחבודה. So that is the קבוסים, that the בצמר, so yes, the קבוסים בצמר. And if the sheep have a lot of hair, which is very common, so he should shave off the hair. צורך לזוהי משום שיחית וחוס על העיר, שהוא יעשה מקרה גודל ומשיכת מרש הסעקים ומשחסים בעיר. עוד ממשיכת באמצע הסעקים עם מוחוש, עם ראשי משחסים בעיר, כי משעסקים במוקים של שיחת בי, כנגע סימונים מיני מחוץ, ויש מי שמחמיר. So, in other words, that is the שיטה of the עירי. So the other שיחים say, that when do we apply the psul of chvode, if the portion of the sakim that cuts the simonim is itself concealed. But suppose you cut with the middle of the edge of the sakim. And then the top of the sakim that is not involved in the cutting of the simonim becomes covered for a moment by the skin. By the tzav of his ashrite, it doesn't matter. But the Yerim says, the Yerim shite is, that even if the top of the saki that is not engaged in the calling of the simonim, in the course of the shrite, becomes concealed, becomes covered with the air of his ashrite, so it also involves the psul of chlod. So he says, v'yesh mishmach v'gam bezed, the shite of the Yerim, v'yesh loch nivor l'chatchim. אם לאחר ששוחטרים הסימונים מאחד ועסק מתחס מיעוט על אישה משניהם או אם מאחד מהם איך ועסק מתחס מיעוט על אישה משניהם מאחד מהם הוא פוסקי איזמותר That's the Bible, that's the פשט in the Gemara according to Rabbi Neish's פשט in thesis So what's the Bible? One alternative story is in view of the fact that he doesn't have to shech the Mirbas. He doesn't have to do it. So even if he does it, so it's not considered a shechting, so it's considered like using the knife and cutting the hind leg, the foreleg. Some melee doesn't involve it, so of course. But the other alternate story is, too, he doesn't have to shech the Mirbas. But if he shechts, it has a chalishem shchite. If it has a chalishem shchite. So if he cuts the mute basra of the semen while the sakim is concealed, suddenly it involves the psul of chvod. V'yesh v'sheisa gam bezeh, v'ol loch is l'dvoro. V'yesh v'sheisa gam bezeh, v'ol loch is l'dvoro. L'chatchile. V'aminig l'hatchil kol chvod. בין במיעוט קאמה בין במיעוט קאמה בין במיעוט בעשרה בין מכל המבין של ימיך ולעסק את הרמיעוט הולישי לשוח דמטה ומיילו והקים גם רשחית כדאר וכן עם שוחת ויפסים אליך ומבין ואיך ולעסק את הרמיעוט הנישה וישוחת סימלה שם וכן עם שוחת מיעוט הולישי לכבודי וכל מרשכית שלוי בכבוד הארי זה פסול הגרום הקיצה זה השם קונו למעלה במוקים שנראו לשחיתה אוי שישרו לשם מוקים שחיתה ושוחת מיד ואיתו עשה כחוץ מוקים שחיתה למעלה וגום בשוחת אבל שוחת בכל הכל עם מוקים שחיתה ואיתו עשה כן חוץ מוקים שחיתה למעלה וגום השום תיחס כל הכל כשאירו ויועדים שוחת חיב שניים מבימו במוקים שחיתה וישלים השחיתה באגרומה ויתרוס כשאירו So, in other words, we have many mandomas. So, we have mandomas in the Gemara. And then, there is a Shittas HaRishayim that passes like any one of the mandomas. In other words, the biggest machmer is Rashi. He passes the Chumre in all the cases. Not only in the case of Shochat Shlish, Vigrim Shlish, Vishochat Shlish, or in the case of Vigrim Shlish, Vishochat Shlish, Vigrim Shlish, or in the case of Higrim Shlish Vishochat Shnei Shlish, but even in the case of Shochat Shlish, even in the case of Shochat Shnei Shlish VeHigrim Shlish, so you also pass in Slichum. That's Rashi. Then there is the Shita of the Rashbo. There is the Shita of the Rashbo. He's the next biggest machmer. So he passes that in the case of Shochat Shlish, in the case of Shochat Shnei Shlish, Vehikrim Shlish, in the case of Shochat Shnei Shlish, so the first lashon of Rabasi, of Rabbuni Omar Rabasi, is that machloket b'shishochat shnei shlish v'higrim shlish. The Rabbanan Sabri kol shchita bin tabaz deilo. The Rabbi Yisrael bin Yosef Aruvi kikulei. Aval higrim shlish v'shochat shnei shlish. Divrei hakel psulo. Dichinav kechi Yosef bin Aruvi b'shchita v'leke. So even Rabbi Yisrael bin Rabbi Yudeho agrees that higrim shlish v'shochat shnei shlish. So it's possible. So Rashi paskins like that. Now, the next biggest machmir is the Rashbo. And the Rashbo paskins, in the case of Higrim Shlish, Vishochat, Shnei Shlish. So, in the case, no, Rashi paskins, sorry. Rashi passes lechumre in all the cases, because since the Gemara was not machriya whether we passed in like the Rabbonim or Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yude, so Rashi passes even the case of shochat shnei shlish v'hikrim shlish v'hikrim shlish. So even in that case, Rashi passes lechumre. Now the Rashbo is the next biggest machmer, and in the case of Shochat Shnei Shlish V'Higrim Shlish, so it's mutam. But in the case of Higrim Shlish V'Shochat Shnei Shlish, so it's the Rehakel Psul. Then the Rambam and the Balamoya, then the Rambam and Balamoya, they passed that they don't pass him like Rabbuna Omar Rabase, neither like the first motion, nor like the second motion, but they have a suffix where the aloche is like Rabbuna Omar Rab, or the aloche is like Rav Yehuda Omar Rab. So mele, according to Rabbuna Omar Rab, so Shochat Shlish, V'Higrim Shlish, V'Shochat Shlish, it's possible. According to Rav Yehuda Omar Rab, it's kosher. It's kosher. So he passes the chumra like Rabbuna. And then, in the case of Higrim Shlish, or V'Shochat Shlish, V'Higrim Shlish, so according to Rav Yehuda it's possible, and according to Rabbuna it's kosher. So again, there they pass like Rav Yehuda. In other words, we have a machlekes between Rabbuna Omar Rav and Rav Yehuda Omar Rav, as to whether the necessary thing is that the Gemara Rov should be in the proper place, or the main thing is not that the Gemara Rov should be in the proper place, that the Rov Simen should be Nishchat in the proper place. So the Meir Rabbuna says the important thing is the Gemara Rov. So the Meir, if it's Shochat Shlish, if it is Hikrim Shlish, Vishochat Shlish, so the Rav Simen was in the improper place. But where was the Gemara Rov? In the proper place, so it's kosher. Rav Yudah Marav says no. The important thing is that the Rov of the Kone, should the major portion of the Kone, should be Nishcha in the proper place. So the Ramban and the Balamoyer, they both pass in the Chumre. In the machlekes between Rabune Omarav and Rav Yudah Omarav, but in the machlek, in the shite of Rabune Omaravase, so both the Ramban and the Balamoyer agree that we don't pass like Rabune Omaravase. Now then, the Ramban, he passes like Rav Yudah. So now he says like this: Hagomeket zahashim chen bikonu lemayel mokim shenirol vishchit. אוי שיצחו ישל מוקים שחיתם משוחת מהביתו, עשה ככוס למקום שחיתו למעלה וגם משהו. אבל אם שוחת ויבחור להקונה, במוקים שחיתם, והיא תעשה כחוץ למוקים שחיתו למעלה, וגם השום, תכתיחס כל הקונה כשאירו. In other words, not like Rashi, because Rashi passes for חומרה like the Rabbonu of Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yudin. So even אם שוחת שני שלישים, ויקרם שליש, it's also possible according to Rashi. ויועדים, so the Chabad doesn't pass like Rashi. V'yohadim imshochat reif shnayim b'beimu, v'imokim shchite. V'yishli ma shchite v'agrome, oi b'drose, is k'sheiro. Suppose it's shochat reif shnayim b'beimu, mokim shchite. V'yishli ma shchite v'agrome, b'drose, is k'sheiro. V'yishli shepeisel, b'drose. In other words, this has to do with the other machlekes, between the other Shem and Rashi. Because the other Rishayim explain to the Hechel the Miut Simonim that it means Miut Kame, or the Miut Basra of the first Simen, Alim the Rabbein Shein Mibayim. But Miut Basra in the last Simen, or Miut Basra in one Simen in the Neiv, so he's certainly Cheo. But according to Rashi, he's kosher. So that's why he says, Vahadin Mishochat Rev Shnayim Mibayimo, Bimokim Shchite, Vishlma Shchite Ba'agrome Oib Bidrose, even bidrose is kshero. V'yesh mi shepesel bidrose, whose shite is that as the shite of Rashi and the Bahag and the Rivo. V'yesh loch in Dvorov Chathile. V'aminik v'hatri, bein bidrose, bein b'agrome, bein b'miyut kame, bein b'miyut basre, bein b'kone, bein b'veshe. Hikvin b'kone, b'tchil ha-shlish, v'shochat b'y shlishi, is kshero. Is kshero. In other words, who says that it's possible? Not only Rashi. Even the Rashbo would say that it's possible, because hikrim bikone b'tchil ha-shlish v'shochat b'y shlishin, the Rashbo would say that it's possible. Why? Because the Rashbo is chilek on Rashi, whereas Rashi says that we don't know when the halacha is like Rabbonu like Reis for Rabbi Yudah, so the melee he passes, even in the case of shochat shnei shlishin v'hikrim shlish. So the Rashbo says no, in the case of shochat shnei shlishin v'hikrim shlish, then it's definitely kshero. We don't pass like the Rabbonu of Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yudah. Basheik in the case of Hikrim Shlish, Vishochat Shnei Shlish, so then the first portion of Rabbuna Omar Abase says that in Malibid Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yudah it's possible. So the Rashbo passes like the first portion of Rabbuna Omar Abase. But the Mechaber, he is not chenshish for the sheet of the Rashbo. So Meili says, Hikrim Bikone Bitchila Shlish, Vishochat Bei Shlishim Kshero. Shochat shlish, v'hikrim shlish, v'chozah v'shochat, shlisho achei, is kshero. Now, shochat shlish, v'hikrim shlish, v'chozah v'shochat, shlisho achei, is kshero. According to whom is it? According to Rav Yudah Omarav. But according to Rav Yudah Omarav, the Gemar Horov has to be in the proper place. And here, when we have the Gemar Horov, so then it's not in the proper place. So it's psuo. So it's psula according to the psak of the Rambam and the Balamoyer. But the Machaber paskens like the Rambam, who paskens completely like Rabbi Yudah Omarav. Hikrim shlish v'shochat shlish v'chozav hikrim shlish ha'achein ha'i zeh psulo. Because that would be ksheiro according to Rav Yehuda Amarav, but psulo according to Rav Yehuda Amarav. And we passed completely like Rav Yehuda Amarav. V'im dor asoy hechlid bein b'shlish rishin bein b'shlish emtsoi ha'i zeh psulo. Kol ila ha'lukim kishu vaday shol inoga b'vein shetel b'kon l'tzad mailo, aval b'vein shetel l'shochat b'kol shu, chutz v'shmakim shchite bein l'tzad mailo, בין לצד מטו, וכן ביקון לצד מטו, כאילו עם מערך של שחיתה, אף על פי שגום הכל השאר במוכים שחיתה, הרי זה פסולו, מפני שנקיבס וכן מסלולו במשהו. והמינג להטריף מכל מוקים, ואין לשחץ. איקו קייצה, כי גנשנקר הקונה הוא יבש, מהלכי ומהבוסו, ונשמעת אחד מהם, או שניהם, כאילו עם השחיתה, אבל למשוח את אחד באיף וברובי, והכן נשמל השני שלא סקשרו. נשמעת אחד מהם, וכך שוחת את השני, שתו סקצו. ויעונו נהגים להטרי כל איקו, בין במיעוט קמא, בין במיעוט בסרה, בין בקונא, בין בבייש. ודווקא, נראות, שדרמויז מצארי, דרמויז מצארי, רשי שיטה, that all the psulim of שחיטה, take effect, even the מיעוט בסרה, but according to רשי, it shouldn't apply to איקו, because איקו, means Hashem and Bisakim Bobo. So when according to Rashi, would it be possible in Basra if let's say somebody will chef with the Sakim Bobo, the Rav Simon, then after he finished cutting the Rav Simon Bisakim Bobo, he would take another Sakim, Isakim Bobo, and finish the Shrite of the Miud Basra with Sakim Bobo. Then it would be possible according to Rashi Shit himself. Mashainkin in the case where it was Sheikhin, the Rav Simon, and while he cut the Rav Simon, so the Simon was not detached from its source. But after he finished shechting the Rav Simon, the Simon became detached from its source. Detached from its source. And then he finished shechting the new Basra, so according to Rashi himself, it wouldn't be possible. But why does Ramot pass him that it's possible in the Iko? Because he's Mitzari, the Bahat Shite in Iko, and Rashi Shite, that all the psalm of Shite take effect, even in the new Basra, the Simon. That's why he says, we all know Neagil Hatri, call Iko, when you come in the Basra, the economization. We daf kill Achash and Ishra, Avol Bechai of Kosha, Elashem Shite Meyelesbe, ונחתי מיני לעניין חלובי אוי ביצים שלהי שהם צ'רץ. In other words, according to Rashi Shite, that Iko means שכת מסעתי בוגו, but if it's like a simen and the simen is detached from its source, then it's reive. So according to Rashi Shite, suppose a behemoth, the simen, the veishet, became detached from its source, b'chai abeim, and then he milked that behem. So the behem, the cholom, is also b'siyah. And there are more paskins, v'idach kez v'achash ha'mishra, avu b'chai of kosher, elu shem shchit emel esbein, v'nafkimin elu yichlovi yoi beitzim shalei shem sheretz. But how about Rashi Shite, that where it's nekar asinem, that the iku, that is a psum in shchit emel, means akim pogum. And when a semen is detached from its source, then it's reive. So then the milk and the beitzim of the oof are also as a bachile. So why does he pass in that it's with a bachile? So we thus see that Rashi is not, that the Ramo is not chishish for Rashi Shite. That where it's nekar of simon came, then it's reive. In other words, he passes completely like all the other shayim. That reive it is not, but it involves the psul in the shrit. Hot the possum be Korani Kishneka Kule, Avnishtaya be Aplumashi Kosha, who shows Shinisha would mock him out. I will meet Anisha Midugo, Shumigat Kal, Mat Kal, Possum, Shinika Dova, Shinika Bekea, Mashinisha Mahuba, Himamidugo, Vavuneka Kule, you possum, Vanu Kishneka Rube, Avoneka, and me to be Kayan, Avo Pisharim Zanisha Midugo, Mat Kal Kosha, Shohata Nasimon, Sashinishomut, when you do, in Kinim Shutanish Matia Shite, Harizu Psulo. ואפילו זור הכיף מיודי, ולאמרים אני מחסרי כאופירחוס נשמע. מי הוא השייך את נאמר לי משהו יושב לי שלשכני. In other words, if somebody shechts one of the simon, and then, let's say you know, we only have to shecht one simon, And then he finds out after the Shlite that the other semen is detached from its source. Now the question is, when did the other semen become detached from its source? Before he was sheichet the gargeres? So the veishet became detached, so then the shchita is psur. Or maybe a minute after he was sheichet the gargeres, the veishet became detached from its source. So then it should be kshel, but we don't know, so it's a sofik. Now, so the Rambam says, even let's say he was sheichet enough, and he was sheichet the gargeres, and then the derech of shochet many times, they get through shechet, they throw it down. They threw down the rope. He threw down the rope. Then he looked at the rope. He found that the veishet was detached from its source. So one could argue, since he threw the rope on the floor after he finished shechting the gargeres of the rope, so why shouldn't he assume that the reason is why the veishet is detached from its source, it became detached after the shechita as a result of the throwing. Of the throne. After all, this could be considered as a reasonably attributable circumstance. So we cannot take it for granted. Because since we see that the veishet is detached from its source, so we have to anticipate the possibility maybe it became detached from its source before the shri. That's the Gemara that we dalet where we have the three shittes of Hashem. The Rambam, the Yeshivim in the Rosh, and the Mechaba Paschus like the Rosh. Nimtza asimen ha-shochot, shomot, im kisheshoch ha-tof ha-sasimonim li-yodeh, o i-eyo b'is-ha-shchite ma-acho, v'nitrak asimen tach-ha-se-eyo, ha-rei ze psulo, v'im lav, muter al-vindike. So in other words, how does it Paschus? The Mechaba Paschus like the Rosh completely. And the Rosh Shite is the biggest chumre. Now, something remarkable. In connection with the Machlekes, the Rosh, and all the Rishayim, Amban, Rash, Boran, Ritvo, when he shechts two behemoths, the Vasachas, and he uses his Saki, that has only two militaros. So over one behemoth, so the whole Saki was led over. And over the other behemoth, only half of the Saki was led over. So the Rosh says that that behemoth over whose sabo the whole saki was run over, so it's kshel. We do not have to be cheshish, since the other behemoth is definitely druso, and he necessarily had to exert pressure on the sabo of the other behemoth. So maybe it was impossible for him not to exert pressure on the first behemoth. So that's Rosh. And the other Rishayim achirik. So the two, he doesn't even mention the sheet of that regime. He just mentions the sheet of the Rosh, and the Paschus like the Rosh. He Paschus like the Rosh. Now, how does the Mechaba Paschim? The Mechaba Paschim is like the other regime. In Sivgimu. Now, in this case, we also have a Machlekes regime. The Rosh, the Yeshemrim, and the Rambam. The Rosh is the biggest Machmir. And the Yeshemrim is the biggest maker, and the Rambam is in between. So the two over there, he mentions all the 3 days. And he's not machia. In other words, even though in respect to the case of Shochat Beis Roshim Keachot Beirochoi Ba'avoye Gubat, So the two passes like the Rosh Likulet, that the behemoth over which the whole sakim was led over is kshelo gamre, and he doesn't mention the other shittes. But in this case of nimtza simen yashochot shomut im kisheshoch hatzochet asimoni biyodei or yob is hashkite macherot v'nitak hasid avir harizu psuro v'im lav muter olivdike like the Rosh, and he doesn't. So the tool mentions the Rosh Hashanah, and he doesn't pass like anyone. He mentions the Rosh Hashanah, and the Mechaber here, so he also passes like the Rosh. And the tool doesn't pass like the Rosh. So you can see, that the tool, whenever he passes Many times the two paskens like the Rosh. So it's not because the Rosh was his father. You see that in this case of Nitza Hashim and Shomut, so the Mechaber paskens completely like the Rosh. And the Rosh is the biggest Chumrei. And the Duru himself mentions all the 3 days. Why? Why doesn't he mention just the Rosh Hashanah? Why doesn't he mention just the Rosh Hashanah? After all, the Rosh is the biggest Machmir. So if the Duru had a preconceived disposition to be Machmir like his father, so then he shouldn't even have mentioned the other two shittes, especially in this case, where the Rosh Shittah is the biggest Chumre, and the other shittes are Mekili, negative the Rosh Shittah. Still, the two mentioned all the 3 shittes. But even though the Rosh Shittah was the biggest Chumre, so he mentioned the other shittes. Why? Because he didn't have his own Achroi. So since he didn't have his own Achroi, so he mentioned all the 3 shittes. Masha'inke, in the case of Shochat Beis Roshim Keachot Be'ilocha Be'avoyet. So, where the Rosh is the maker, and the making, and all the other Rishayim Achirim, all the other Rishayim Achirim, the Rosh is the only one. Still the Torah mentions only the Shita of the Rosh, and it doesn't mention any other Shita. Why? Not because he likes to pass like his father, but because there he had his own Achroye, he had to agree with his father. But in the case of Nimtza Hashimen HaShochot, even though the Rosh is the biggest Machmir, where he didn't have his own conviction, so he mentioned all the Shittas. Harei Zepsuro, V'imlav Muter Al Vindiki, Sheyomi Behemo V'ish Vasimen V'hakach Yakrenu, Indem Ishtei Ashkutet V'ezuk Sheiro, V'imashini Yom Indem Esheis Apsuro, Hori, Psuro Hori Sheino, V'achshov V'imlom Ptiyem V'dike Zu, Hilker V'chol Gav Nosa, שוחת העיף כי דלתי בהכשה, והקר גומר שחיתה, ואחת מר שחיתה, מוצאת הבאס מהגרגר שולם על הסקים, יש כושר, ויש מטריפים בזה וחניקה. זה מחלוק על רשיינים, I mean that's not mentioned in the Gemara, but רשיינים discuss it, because it happened, it's an actual case. A שיחת was שיחת day, and then after he finished שחתים the עיף, he found one of the rings, you know, the Gargeres has several rings. So he found one of the rings, he found by itself, isolated from every other part of the Gargeres, he found the ring of the Gargeres and the Saki. That means that Gargeres was Nishmat from the Simen. But the question is this, when was it Nishmat? Maybe after the Sheikh had finished cutting the rope of the Simen, then, as a result of the conclusion of the Shechite, so one of the rings slipped off. And that's very likely. I mean, usually, that is a reasonably attributable circumstance. The fact that he cut the whole Ekev, or the Riv Ekev, of the Kone. So that is something that is very likely to result in a slipping of a ring. So that's the sheet of the Mechaber. Shachat Eif Kidalki Behechsha V'Hachad Mar Ashrit Emotzot Abbas V'Hagirer Sholem L'Asakim Kosher. Why? Because we don't have to be Cheshish. Maybe the ring slipped off the Gargeres before the conclusion of the Shrit. Because we can safely assume that this happened as a result of the Shrit. But before the Shchite, no ring slipped off of the Gargeres. But we yesh batrifin baze, because we cannot be sure. V'chinigel. Hashichet Tarnigeles, Hashichet Tarnigel, that's the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Kuf Chofches, Tzorot Mizoyo, Shemit Rikhag Lemikarke, Yad Benu, Shoy Yitzchag Lemikarke, Kishuyak Asmai. Alright, now, for Monday, so, you'll have to go over the Gemara, now, in connection with Simen Chavot. Now, in connection with Simen You have to go over for Monday all the simonim that remain here. But you, in connection with Simen Chavov, Siv Beis, you'll have to go over the Gemara, Daf Lamed Gimel, starting Daf Lamed Beis, the Mishneh of Shochat Tzaveset, Daf Lamed Beis Amedalek, Shochat Tzaveset, Kuposek Sagar, Kuposek Sagar, Lakin Shochat Tzaveset, up to the Mishneh and Daf Lamed Gimel. It's a whole blood Gemara. Up to the Mishneh, Daf Lamed Gimel Medalek, Hashir Beim Achayo Vei, Vyotzim and Dam. And then, in connection with the last simen of Kisa Adam, so you have to go over the Gemara that Pegimu in Perek Kisa Adam. And we should finish Ruch HaShchita on Monday.
Monday, April 13th, Tes Adar, Hashanah Tav Shem Mem Aleph.
We have to simen offering. Right. Now this is a Gemara in whom we learned it. That's an in whom Dafres, Daftes. That Gemara we learned before we started the Shulchan Aruch. Omar, Veyomar Rav Yehuda Mar Shmuel. Hatapach tzor shiyudi bismonu lachashchit. So, im nishchato rubo, shekol zman sheyedua, shenishchato, habeimo korowu ibchetz kasisa, because beheimo bechayeo bechetz kasisa remains, because of nisanevele, or as Tainse says, not only nisanevele, ilzvucho, and because the posik of Izabachto, according to Tinsves, implies a nevisarese of eating in Izvucho. So, now Rashi explains it on the basis of the Cheskasise of Nevela. But, so according to Rashi, we have to say that Marzikim Nisa Nisa, because once it was slaughtered, it cannot be affected with the Iser. I'm sorry, Iser in Lachar, I said by mistake. So he says, so Rashi says, and the Behemoth Mechayyah Becheskas Yisar Emedes, because of the Yisar Emedes Mechay. Now, once it is slaughtered, so it cannot be affected with the Yisar Emedes Mechay. But, so Rashi Shite is Machzikim Yisar Yisar. Since Bechayyahu it was affected with the Yisar, it had the status quo of Yisar Emedes Mechay, so then, Leach HaShchite, after it was slaughtered, so that changes into an Issa Nevela. So Marzikim Issa Lisa. But the Issa Shite is that the Marzikim Issa Lisa. So how can you say after it is slaughtered, when it's dead, it has a Cheskas Issa of Eben Lachai. But it's certainly not affected now with the Issa of Eben Lachai. It's dead. So the Issa says, because of the Issa of Eben Yisruch. Alright. So Hashir Chetor, Hashir Yisimoni, Lachashchit, Arashchite. Imish Chetor Rubon, שכל זמן שידוע שנשחתה באימו קורו עם חזקס איסר either because of the איסר of the חזקס איסר of איבן נחי so even though now it's dead there couldn't be an איסר נחי so מרזיק מיסר איסר and if we don't say מרזיק מיסר איסר so it's the חזקס איסר of איבן זבוכו so that continues even after it is dead ומשיידוע שנשחתה קורו הוא בחזקס איסר אף הוא נראה בראי עשה כגן שבו זה אם נתותנים האירו והרזירו מנקובים כשאירו שאומרתם אם אמר הוא לא כמו in other words even though we find that the intestines of the behemoth are all perforated but since it was nishcha to korohu and the shayl is whether it's a treif or not so we say nishcha to so bechetz kaseta remeres but how about all the perforations in the intestines so we attribute it to the zeiv because this is certainly a reasonably attributable circumstance. But I'm going to look at the Kibnoka. When you saw the Kibnoka in the Kasimoni, or in Okwe, the Bohasim Chlarube, Kmoi, Bishmeino, also Treitz. So, now, even though he has to be, the Gemara says, Zichun Dachtes, that So all that it implies is that we have to, he has to be paid any kelim, make sure that he caught off the money. But he doesn't have to be paid any kelim back, make sure that the simonim were not mishmat, were not detached from their source at the time of the shechita. Because this is something that is unusual. Usually, when a behemoth is slaughtered, so the simonim do not slip off, and become detached before the end of the shechita. So we don't have to be chayshish. We only have to be chayshish. Maybe he didn't cut half of the circumference. Maybe he only cut a meter circumference. And he also has to make sure, as in regard to Hagomi, that the whole of the circumference he cut in the proper place, not above the Shibukeva, the thyroid gland. So, but as far as Nekrasimonim or Loi Nekru, so that he doesn't have to be made. But there is another Shite, Shuchnoruchu mentioned, that says, the Ramon mentioned, there is another Shite, that even in regard to Akira Sasimonim, he also has to make be made. But the Torah doesn't mention that Shite. Alright, now the next thing. So in other words, as long as the nekev occurred before the conclusion of the act of shchite, even though it occurred after the act of shchite started, but as long as the nekev occurred before the conclusion of the act of shchite, so it becomes osir. So it's right. Shochad akonem nikvarei yekim shochad aveishe. Oy shochad aveishe nikner ma'im kine shochad akonem treifo. Aval pi shechayu arei yetuim mikone. V'chaya me'ayim tuim aveishe. Afil hoche shaya ben treifet. עד שיצחי שניהם קונה ובאישה ויש מכשירים מכיוון שריה אחר שבצה קונה ונוק למים אחר ונוק למים אחר שחית זה באישה ונעשה בנו ואירוס אוקיי Now I ask you to go over the Gemara. Now let's go over the Gemara because it's impossible to understand why do some Rishonim say one way, why do other Rishonim say that way. That's from the base of the base. Goofy. Omar Rav Shimon Lokish. Shohat Zakone. Vakei Nikve Oreye Kshem. In other words, in the behemoth you have to shech to simon. The Kone and the Beishe. But still, Ishlokish mentions a very big chiddush. Ishlokish mentions a very big chiddush. Suppose he cut the Kone. The trachea. The windpipe. He cut. And not as yet did he cut the veishe, the sapphires. Now there are certain evolving, the functioning of which is completely dependent upon another event. Now, let's say, the veishe, the esophagus, and the stomach, and the intestines. So, the stomach and the intestines cannot function unless the esophagus functions. So the moment the esophagus becomes incapable of functioning, so that spells out the doom of the stomach and the intestines as well. Now, the same thing is true of the kone and the reb. So if for some reason the trachea, the windpipe, cannot function. So maybe that will interfere with the functioning of the lungs. So maybe Ishloki says, true in regard to the organism of the behemoth in its entirety, it's a very big finish. In other words, according to Ishlokish, so So we apply the concept of relativity. In other words, that even though relative to the heter achille of the behemoth in its entirety, we need two simonim, but relative to the heter achille of the lungs, so as long as the trachea was cut, as the Rebbe Akone was cut, so mele the lungs are already mutabachim. Now, in other words, we find that the Torah distinguishes between a behemah and a non. A behemah, I mean, I mentioned the only the opinion, the Rachmosh, that a behemah requires two simon to become mutabachim. A non requires only one simon. Of course, it's Xeras HaKosov. But the Xeras HaKosov is based upon Mitzias. It's not Xeras HaKosov like Torah Dume, I mean something that you couldn't even understand why the Torah says. Here it's Xeras, of course it's Xeras HaKosov, that the Nov becomes Muta Ba'achile, becomes Muta Ba'achile with the cutting of one simen, the Kone or the Naked, or the Meche, and the Behemo only if you cut both. Of course it's Xeras HaKosov. We couldn't say it ourselves, but the Xeras HaKosov is based upon Mitzias. Because a behemoth, it takes more to be mafkia the chiyas, the life of a behemoth, than it takes to be mafkia the chiyas, the life of an op. So in other words, a behemoth represents a higher form of animal life. So in Mele, when you cut just one semen, it cannot result in the immediate death. Machine can know, even if you cut one semen, so it can result in the immediate death. So because of that, the Torah says, I'm not explaining it on the basis of Svar, it's Xeras HaKosov, but Xeras HaKosov is based upon the Mitzias and the clarity of the Mitzias. In other words, by Behemo, so the Chies of the Behemo is only Poka. If you cut both, by law, the chiyas of the behemoth is poka if you cut just one simon. So generally, relative to the heter of the behemoth in its entirety, so the chiyas of the behemoth as a whole is only poka after you cut both simon. But relative to the reye, to the lungs, so the chiyas of the reye is poka with the cutting of the kone, and that's the fact, because once you cut the kone, so then the lungs cannot function. Once you cut the veichet, the stomach and the intestines cannot function, because there is a connection. So the other organs, let's say, if you cut the kone, so the stomach and the intestines can continue to function. So the mele, in order to be matia, the other parts of the organism, you must cut both. Mashainkin, in order that the reyes should be muter. So the moment you cut the kone, so the reyes becomes like muna bidi kule. That's the expression that the Gemara uses. As if the reyes is already taken out from the organism and it's already lying in a basket. So this is what Rishloki says. Omar Rishloki. גוף עומר רב שמלו כי שוכן זה הכל ורקי נקרא ראיה כשאירו עומר רובד ויומר רב שמלו כי אלו בראי הויו לחי ראיה תרויו ביקון אבל נאי מוד ושלו כי שאול מנשנס דיסקולה and in regard to the ray, that if the sheikh had cut already, the kone, if you have the fact that the functioning potential of the ray is completely dependent upon the function of the kone. So the moment the kone was cut, so the reye is considered already to be poka itzchiyusi. So the mele, it's already mutabachile, kimana bilikule. But nade the mayim are tolo in the beish. Omar Rabbi Lomar Rabbi Shimon Lo Kishu Reye Hoyim Chay Reye Kli Mikone Amu Naim Loi. But in regard to the Mayim, so if he was chayt on the Beishe, so then the Mayim will be mitavachim. Maskim Rav Zeh, מאח השני דבר סימון יתראי ואיתה אותו מלגריה מלגני מיהי so Rav Zeir raised the question against Rav Shimon Lakish. Now, what difference does it make whether you are sheikh in the zakone? V'akim mikvo reye, so you say sheikh, or sheikh in the zakone, v'achar kal mikvo bnei ma'ayim, so it's asur. But, mo nefshech, if you are in shulchone is, zayin tvochim or zayin tvochim, kimam v'loi kechad. Now let's see the Rashi. Gemant wo ihr habt, mir haben wir dir, die forsche Teile des Mann, wie mich um mich was in wie schon in diesem Moment schon kommen ich auch nahe. Dies wo ich auch, wie zum Namen weg, und mich hitte only more than that or that it alles, so there is sale. But, if because today when a person eats or he sits, so he doesn't recline, he sits, he assumes an erect position. So male, he doesn't recline and occupy space in the length occupy so much space in the length and the width of the suit. So on the if the neket that occurred, after the shechita one sime of the kone, so cannot make it into treve, so it should make it if it's not treve. So mele the ma'im is not treve either. In other words, Rav Zeir is chelik. Rav Zeir is chelik, and Rav Mishlokish is me. But in other words, you see when. Rav Zeir, if somebody is chelik and Rav Shlokish is din, so then he can be chelik in two ways. Rav Shlokish mentions a big chiddush that the cutting of the kone is matir, the reye lachir, or the cutting of the veishet is matir the b'nimayim bachir, but the cutting of the kone is not matir the b'nimayim bachir, because the functioning of the b'nimayim is not contingent upon the functioning of the Kohen. So then, Rav Zeir is chilik, so on what grounds is Rav Zeir chilik? Because Rav Zeir hold, ein treifes lichotzechis. In other words, when can treifes asser? Only if no part of the shechita has been carried out. But if the behavior is already partially slaughtered, one semen was already cut, so then, and if no treifes can occur in the behavior that is already partially cut. So Mele, according to Rav Zeir, not only Shochet Zakone Barakim Mikvo Rei is Kshelo, but in Shochet Zakone Barakim Mikvo Mimai also Kshelo. Because in view of the fact that the behavior is already semi-shochut, so no treifes can take effect. Treifes can only take effect in a behavior that is completely natural, but not in the behemoth that he's sending shot. This is what Rav Zeir said. Mas Rav Zeir, Yach HaShivu, Bishmoni Tchayim, Ve'ita Oto, Mali, Bereye, Mal Nimai, V'hoda, V'Rav Zeir. Now, the Atug Yosoy is, Rashi is Geres, V'hoda, V'Rav Zeir. So according to Rashi's Geres, and according to Rashi's Shav, it means that Rav Zeir, was Chayzeir. Rav Zeir was chizei. Now let's see the Rashi inside. All right. Avon naimor in nikun naim kolei veishet arashu zakonet chayv. Yechiyutze naim vod kolei tolel veishet. Leilom terach konei mishorit chilo. Yechiyutze somech leir. Vaveishet somos mafrekes. Yitarto nisviralon. Kim mikzo se yishtachet zon mitrefe. Shein treg lochot zechiyas. Do nisviral Rav Zeir nitaim nishnamrim et man mumuchim ikule dami. Wod aber am sehen der mein time weil der die time mich mir machen die kolle da mir aber mir mai nicht rede schaben ich da dein kai so die morgen sehen der kontrast ist wir sehen kontrast ist klar that Rav Zeire was Chizeir. Rav Zeire was Chizeir from the memory that he said, Mahashmudu was Simone Trevi, Tarto Malim Reba Mimai. So what does this memory of Rav Zeire imply? That this memory of Rav Zeire is more maker than Rish Lakish's din. Because according to Rish Lakish's din, according to Rav's explanation of Rish Lakish's din, so there is Trevi Lechotzechis. Only Shochat Zakone Varakim Mikvah Reis Kshero. But Shochat Zakone Varakim Mikvah Mimai, so it's right. So in other words, so according to Rav's explanation of Mishlokish's being, there is Treve L'chotzechitz. The Chaleishem Treve can occur, can take effect, even after the Behemoth is semi-shocked. But Rav Zeire is chayot. Rav Zeire says, no, not only if Shochet Zakone V'Hakim Mikva Reis Kshero, but if Shochet Zakone V'Hakim Mikva Mimayin Rok Kshero, because there is no Chaleish Treve in a semi-shocked way. The Chaleishem Treve can take effect in a behemoth that is completely unslaughtered. But a behemoth that is semi-shochot, one semen was already cut, no treve can occur. So mainly even Shorad Lakone Vakenikun Maimis Kshera Kon Gavzera. And according to Rav Rishlokish and Rav's explanation of Rishlokish, so only Shorad Zakone Vakenikvo Reis Kshera. But so it means that according to both, according to Mishlokish, according to Rav's explanation of Mishlokish, and according to Rav Zeire, in the case of Shochet Zakone, Vakim Mitvarei, the Reis Kshero. But the machleket between Rav and Rav Zeire would be in regard to the case of Shochet Zakone, Vakim Mitvarei, the Reis Kshero. But in the case of Shochet Zakone, Vakim Mitvarei, everybody agrees that it's good. Oh, so Rashi is the Reis. V'hoda be Rav Zeire, that Rav Zeire was chizer from the svore of in treifes lechotzechiyes. In other words, so after he was chizer, he agreed with Rav's svore that there is treifes lechotzechiyes. But shorat zakone v'akim ikva rei kshere, because the moment he shorat zakone, so the rei has a din kiman chemniku. How do we know that Rav Zeire was chizer from his memory, from his memory of intrinsic lechotzechiyes? Because the boy Rav Zeire, the simple imam kasho, nikvu nai nisimu nisimen, ma'alu mitzvah nisimu 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 nisimu. If a new pair is 8 years younger, they are as rather the foreleg or the hind leg. So the whooper stretched out the chutz outside the mother's womb. So then the aloch is that that teiver does not become muter b'shvidasine. Like this, even pakui is muter b'shvidasine. But the teiver that was stretched out before the shchita of the mother, so that eiver is not muter al the shchitasim. That eiver is not muter al the shchitasim. So the question is, you first take a reason about it. Suppose the mother. Now one thing is clear, that if let's say the sheikhet realized the shchita in the mother before the shechita began, if the sheikhet realized the shechita in the mother before the uber stretched out its foreleg or its hind leg, so then of course the holy uber, including the hind leg and the foreleg, are mutabachim. But suppose the uber stretched out its foreleg or its hind leg before the shechita of the mother, and Now, so if they stretched out its falling or its hand before the shechita of the mother, so then that evil is also there. And we learn now from the pasuk, "Uboso baso netrevu zechelu kim shiotzachut pumketzosi is nesro." So Yufel is an abaye. Suppose he started to shech the baby, the mother, and he managed to cut the cord, one single. And before he had the sheikh had an opportunity to cut the veishet, so the uba, the fetus, stretched out the hindleg going forward. Now, what's the aloche? What's the aloche? If the uba stretched out, if an uba stretched out its foreleg or its hindleg before the shechita, and then after the shechita, so after the shechita, so he's allowed to eat the uba, but he's not allowed to eat that particular uba because it's yotzachut from chitzosi. But the Chachomim in the Mishnah, the Imam Kasha, say that even though you're not allowed to eat, even though you're not allowed to eat the Iber, but that Iber that was stretched out before the Shechite, it's also Bachile, but it's not the Talmud Mesleveya. In other words, the Shechite that was realized and the mother, is just as it is effective to be Matia, the fetus, the whole fetus, exclusive of the particular eva that was stretched out. So it's matter of achille. So even vis-a-vis that particular eva that was stretched out, that is also underscore the isa of treva, was a person of treva is a chevo, kim kios of treva is also, but mitami to mes nevela it is. So the bio of you to eat, heiti, uber as a remisim el isimed. So of course that eva is also bachile. The question is it mitami to mes nevela or not? Mimic stars in the visions of Michelin Town Nivele, Loi. At the boy of the Town Nivele, Abu Bahila, so we see that Rabzeire was Chazel from his remark, from his memory, that Ein Trev is Lachot Chiz. Ein Trev is Lachot Chiz. Because if Rabzeire had still adhered to his view of Ein Trev Lachot Chiz, so why should he raised a shayla whether mikvod nemayu with simon isimel, whether it's with starry, simarishno, simashino, itarod nevela, the implication being that bachile it certainly. So he says, mao mi starry, simarishno, simashino, itarod nevela, but we don't say trifle chotzechias altogether. So nevela, if we don't say trifle chotzechias, so it should even be muta bachile. Why does Rabzeir have an abaye? Whether it's mitzuref to be mitayam and nevele, the implication being that it's certainly osir on the basis of trev. Oh, so it's a raya that Reb Zeire was chazer from his memory of in trev lechotzachies. Now if Reb Zeire was chazer from his memory of in trev lechotzachies, so that means after he was chazer, he agreed with Rames Roy that shochem zakone. The nikva reyes, so the reyes sheyo is mutav teres b'achile because of manchim nikva. Al omle rabache barav rabin edil me'eleilom lo yodabe. The rabzeira lidvor of the rove kongole. The leilu israel. Now let's see the rashi. The hodabe rabzeira. Mahai taim the reyes, the taim shil manchim nikva damni. The reyes. Al nai mitrev shashi vein shil adayim taim. Umenol the hodabe lidvoy rabzeira nikva maim simul simul arashim esakoni. Du lei lo dis mi mi stare sino mi sto si mesheno i tao mi deni vele mi deni vele oi oi mi am gine sino rishi di shadow base va la tra hilo tao mi vele vi si mesheno i volati lo bachile shari mi tan va because of passo passo di trifo mi sehelo che mi si otto con tosse e lo tao vi gine mi shop di tosse mi stare va va gab di sino rishi i tao mi vele name mi schrat oi di me kim di rishi na mi tao mi vele mi schrat mi stare mi shei sino rishi si mesheno gasino ci mesheno mi sino rishi. The region of the Motsal is Tarufa, the region of the Tire, our chamber was Tarufa by the region of Heaven. Oh, I got you. But we love, I need to go to the operation of the Simon Simon. Mimi Star of Simon Vision by the Yuva, the Imam Kash, הוא בנית המשלה סימן, אבל היציא עוד כדי שחיתה מול עושם נעשה לדין תחי, כבר שחותו יש להם, שלמתם את מה יש לנו לתארי, ניתנה לו עושם שחלה סימן, כי יחות חו, מרנבי ודין רמיה, כך אומרים במאג התחי, כבר שחותו, וכבו יהיו, והייצאו ברצל למיסים נסימן, מה הוא ניסים לו משים נשות לאטר, הוא לתארי, ניסים שאינו את בו ונצא איתם, אלא הוא לתאר, ומסתר בשל שני, וגם הוא לתאר נשחת אלוהי, הוא פה שירות עושם, אם מסתר בשל שני, ואתה שאולו ובאחילה, לא יצטרף אם הוא יתאר נסעיר על נבלה, ולימיק על נמיים נמתים שם, ומצטרף גם הנחיל וכלי פצל, בשחיתה, הוי ומסום אם הוא יישיאל את הרוץ. עד כאן ליבוי ליבשת, עד כאילו לשוויצי, גם אם לא תביר על צהר אלא ידו איר, מליבוי אם הוא יתאר נבלה, וכלל תפשיט עליי, דיתכף מנקי ולבי נבלה, לא יודע לי, ופשיט על רב זה ידע באחיל השארי, דאינטרי ו... דאינטרי ועוד דיבוי רב זעיר על עניין תומה, לדבור עובדי רוב, ואמר לי רב רישלוקיץ', אלו בירי, אבל נאי אם תראי פה מבוי לרב זעיר, אם תהיה לו מי יביא לנבי לו, לא היא. אורי, נאו לצי לפייסס, ועוד דבר, רב זעיר, פירש הכל נתחס, ממה שהיא קשור, מה לברי ימר לבני מים, אלו תאים שמן, חמן דמן לכם ולכל אדם, ופירש, עוד דיבוי ניקו נאיים וסינו לסימן, דהיין לבנקון הלבייש, דהיניש חטבייק שתחילו, הבני מים כמעט למען לכם לכל אדם, ונראה דדעס הקונטרס, דדעס הקונטרס שאינירה ללאימה, דרבצי רפוליק הרשלוקיש. So according to Rashi's chart, the shayli is, so at one time Rabzeir held, that even he was more makil than Rishlokish, that even if Nikvu, that even if it's shochet hazakone, they nikre, so they shochet hazakone, they nikru bnei ma'ayim, so it's muta b'achire. Why? Because ain't treiv l'chot zechiles. And then he was chayzeya. So he agreed with Rishloki says din, that yeish treiv l'chot zechiles. But, if he sheikh at the corner, so the way is kiman the man can be good. Because the nipple nine, we see a mashma for the nation to the corner, void in Shana Rabzeir, the dwarf of the Rome, come away. I will name a comic boy, void the comma the hot of the Rabzeir, me the boy Rabzeir, no clay. I will name a three of hot of the Rabzeir, the boy Rabzeir. I will look at me the boy Rabzeir. Mashma shim la baya chotam. Vyoche poch, but it stays in the skeleton mashma. According to Rashi Pshat, so when the Gemara says, Hoda bi Rav Zeire, it means that Rav Zeire was chizir from his memory of entry for the Chotechiyas. And Rav Zeire later on agreed with Rove and Rishwokish that yeish trade for Chotechiyas. But Chochet Zakone v'nikro rei is kshero because manchem nikule. So according to Rashi's pshat, and Rashi's verse, when the Gemara says Rav Zeir was chizir, it means not that Rav Zeir was chizir from his abaya of nikro b'nimayim v'simen v'simen. No, Rav Zeir was chizir from his... Rav Zeir was chizir from his memory that in three for the Chotzechiyas. Teitzvah says no. When the Gemara says Hoda Rav Zeir, so Teitzvah's real thing is Hoda Rav Zeir midiboy that Rav Zeir was chizir from his abaye, but from his memory he wasn't chizir. So he says, what about midimak shel Rav Mali 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 שבכל מוקים יש להתיר, שמאמה לי לסובה ואין טריבת מחוץ חייס, והוא ישייך ומבויה, נוקבו במיניים ולסימן ולסימן. הוא מתחיל מבויה לנוקבו יפה ומשחת הבאי של תחילה, דאר פשיט על ידי יש טריבת מחוץ חייס. הוא משנה לאילו לא יחוז על נרבאי, ועלי בדרוב יש איתו בריא פורך, כי מנישור לבני כבר הריא, אך השחית הסקונה, זה אי אפשר לביתם שאין טריבת מחוץ חייס, ואם כן, גם במים תתי. So the lachimina between Rashi's pshat and Teitzvah's pshat, because according to Rashi's pshat, so if we say that Rav Zeir was chizir, So then it means that Rav Zeira was chizeya from his memory of Yitrifes Lachotzechies. So if he was chizeya from his memory of Yitrifes Lachotzechies, so then he agrees with Chovetz Chaim that once you share the kone, so the rei is imalchem likule. Or once you share, you caught the beishet, so the na'im amalchem likule. So the sophic is whether we say Yitrifes Lachotzechies. If we say in treves lechotzechies, so then if we say in treves lechotzechies, so then even shochat es akone v'nikvu b'nimayim sh'cheiro, because in treves lechotzechies. And if we say that yesh treves lechotzechies, so then we agree. Then Rav Zeira agrees with Chovetz, Rish Lakish, that shochat es akone. So the reis imankem b'kule. Ma sheikin akone k'teis b'shar. So either Rav Zeira agreed with Chovetz Chaim that Shochet es Akone, so the Rei is Kimankem Likule, or he was Chizeya, or Rav Zeira was Chilikam Rav Zeira's Din, and if he was Chilikam Chovetz Chaim, so then Rav Zeira's view is that Yesh Treifes Lachotzechies. So what's the Achimine? According to Rashi's Pshat. Now, so one thing is clear, according to everybody, the Chochat es Akone, the Nikvo Reye, so it's Kshayo. Because the Reye is Kimam Imalchem Nikvo. So no Treife could occur in a Reye that is considered already Muta Bachile. So no treves could occur. But according to Teisus Pshat, so if we say that Rav Zeira was chilek on Manchem Likule, so then Rav Zeira Shite is that there is no aloha of Manchem Likule, and at the same time, it's yesh treves lechotzechies. So then, even Shochat es Akone, v'nikvo reye, is treves. So these are the two shapes. Nikva veishe mishashkite, kineg namokim sheshochat kvo. Three. Shochat akole v'nikva oreye, kinim sheshochat aveishe. Ui sheshochat aveishe v'nikvum nehayim, kinim sheshochat akone. Three. Af al pi, shechayu oreye kvoyim v'kone v'chayu amehayim kvoyim veishe, af al hoche shayach ben treves, at she nishchet shneyem, kone uveishe. Why? This is the first sheet. That's in accordance with Teisa sheet. So according to Teisa's, so Reb Zeira is chilek on Chovetz Chaim of kinyan shel nishchat akone. So the rei is kimam manchem likule, and Reb Zeira holds yesh treifes lechotzechies. So mele even shochat es akone v'nikvo oreye, so it's treifo. Or shochat es aveishe v'nikvo nehayim is treifo. Because yesh treifes lechotzechies and manchem likule we don't say. V'yesh machshirim. ונקיד השרי החשכין לסקונה ונקווה מעי החשכין לסרישה ונדעס הדין יום יורוס אוקיי וויזה יש מכשירים ויש מכשירים is in accordance with Rashi Shite. So in accordance with Rashi Shite, so we have two mandomas. Rove says that יש פרק את פחות צריך יש. But Rove says that מנחם ניקורי. And Rav Zeira says in his memory that ain't treves lechotzechies. So then, according to Rav Zeira, so it's muter even shochet es akone v'nikvo nehayim. But the whole apoches shochet es akone v'nikvo oreye. So according to everybody, it's muter. Either on the score of ain't treves lechotzechies, but we can't pass him. We kule and the chayre because of his chilek and the aloche. Of the member of Rav Zeira of Intrich for Chotzechies. So Rabbi holds that Yesh Treifes for Chotzechies. But Rabbi holds that once the Kone was Nishra, so the Rei is the Manchem Likule. So we hold our poches. One thing is true according to everybody. Bein Alive the Rabbi, Bein Alive the Rav Zeira's memory. That Shochet Zakone and Nitwa Rei is Sheo. But we cannot be Matir according to Rashi's Pshat. We cannot be matir shochet es akone v'nikvo nehayim, because maybe the aloche is like Rav Zeira's memory. That maybe the aloche is like Chovetz's memory. ויש רגע סלוחות צריך יש. So we may lay, שוחד זקונה וניקו נועי מזוסה. But, שוחד זקונה וניקו הרגע, is ממון אפשר בוטה, because if we pass like hobbies memory, so then it's on the basis of manche vinikule. And if we pass like hobbies memory, then it should be mutea, if שוחד זקונה וניקו נועי. But we cannot be matter with kule because it's a sweet in the eyes and we don't, when, because we don't know whether the halacha is like chavis memre or like chavziris memre. So that's the pshat in ish machshiri. We keep a sveya hashkina zakone, we don't know why. Aha, shkina zaveishet, we das adin yo vi oroz okay, because the Rosh explains the Gemara has the deals like tenses. So according to tenses, the machlekes between chavziris memre and chavis memre is in regard even to Shochat Zakone v'nikvo Reye. So according to Rav Zeres Memre, we do not say in Trinko Luchot Zechiyes, so yesh Trinko Luchot Zechiyes, and we do not say Kimam Chem Nikule. So then it follows that according to Rav Zeres Memre, even Shochat Zakone v'nikvo Reye, so it's true. These are the two days. Chotach Me'avei, now the other people. אמר רב אחי ביעקב, תפועל את גימו, אנטר, שמענו לו מרפשים ללוקיש, מזמנו ישראל על בני מים, ומזמנו נתחום על בני מים. מי תאימה ישראל ובשחית את הלם יוצא, כמדי כשחית המעל יוצא אל אישתרו, אבל חובים דמחיר לסגלו, ובניס את הלם יוצא, הנקי במחה הידום. הידום נחל, so, רב אחי ביעקב says, that from רפשים ללוקיש, הלוכה it's mashma that mizam Yisroel al bnei ma'ayim ve mizam yichobim al bnei ma'ayim ma'itayim Yisroel di bishchit et alim yuse kim di kishchit et ma'al yuse yishtere ev di kichobim di mechir et zagelu uve nis et alim yuse hanekei vam nachay dome because according to Rav Shimon Melokish so the moment the veishet is cut, so then the nimai become with abachile, because the functioning of the nimai is completely dependent upon the functioning of the veishet. The moment the veishet is cut, so the chiyas of the veishet is poka, so the chiyas of the nimai is also poka. So the mele, a Yisroel is allowed to eat the nimai, in which of a behemoth in which Shechita was realized. But because the moment the veishet was cut, so then the bimayim are kimamchem vikule, mashein kiwigabi meneach. So there is no eta shechita. So the mele, the moment the veishet is cut, so the mayim have been as if they were placed in a basket. In other words, as if they had been detached. And vis-a-vis goyim b'neiach. So there is no hetar shchite. So when is a goyim muter in the achila of the behemoth? After he dies, now there is an interval, let's say, of a few minutes between the cutting of the veishet and the death of the behemoth, while the behemoth is mefacheses. So, and within, but the bnei ma'ayim are considered ma'amchem v'kule. So that means that every time you shech the behemoth, so the moment you cut the veishet, so you have to imagine as if you cut out the bnei ma'ayim from the behemoth, while the behemoth is mefacheses. So, insofar as Yisroel is concerned, So there is a heta shchite. So the mele, it doesn't involve an Yisra of Eru Nachai. But the heta shchite, the din shchite was not given to Meneach. So the mele, the behemoth becomes only muta b'achile after he dies. And whereas the mimayim were detached from the behemoth, were cut out of the behemoth before, while the behemoth was still in v'cheses. So the mele, it's also b'achile. אמר הפופי הביסיד לקם את רבך ביעקב ובו ידעים לי מי כמידן לישראל שורת ולמיכו ממוסר In other words, according to Rav Acha ben Yaakov, a behemoth that is mifacheses. Now let's say, suppose somebody shechts a behemoth. He shechts a behemoth. And many times, the behemoth might keep on living after the calling of the two simoni for half an hour. Mifacheses. But mifacheses are in kechayol chom v'rel. But suppose a Jew will cut off the leg of the behemoth after the Shechita was realized in the behemoth, while the behemoth is still mifacheses. Still mifacheses. It's kechayol chom v'rel. He'll cut off the leg of the behemoth. Will he be able to eat something in the chayim? No, he will not be able, because Shechita is matter. So, vis-a-vis who is Shechita matter? Vis-a-vis Israel? Vis-a-vis B'neiach, Shechita is not matter, because the Torah, with all the halachas of the Torah, were given to Israel, not to B'neiach. But the B'neiach is also a samir in the chayim, but the heta Shechita doesn't apply to B'neiach. So, B'neiach, if a Jew will cut off the leg of the behemoth after the Shechita, while the name is still Mifachese, still living, he will not be able to Nisar of Elam Nachai. Masheinke, if he Beneach will cut off a leg of a behemoth. If he Beneach will cut off a leg of a behemoth, after the Shechita, while the behemoth is still Mifachese, he will be able to Nisar of Elam Nachai. But the Tanya Doik Rabach of Yaakov, Horeitze, Leachel Mibhemoth, So, Horeitze, or Havyasit the Kamid Rabach of Yaakov, who boy a day away, me came to his own shore with the Chobi Mosa. He had that mind, but he didn't say it. Damine Hotani come. But he really, Rav Pope, had a strong time against Rabach of Yaakov's halacha. Because Rabach of Yaakov rejected. Rav Acha ben Yaakov's memory rejected the concept of Mi'ike Mide, the Yisrael Shore, Ubnei Achos. But then, Tanya Doik Rav Acha ben Yaakov, Horei Tzolech Umbeim Okeim Shedit Zinafsho, Chita Kazayis Bosom, Misa Shchite Umilchi Yofi Yofi, Umadichi Yofi Yofi, Umamtilu Achetit Zinafsho, Veichle, Echol Umichomim, Veichol Yisrael, Mutorim, Misayole Ravide Barobim, The only Rabbi de Barobin and Rabbi Tzom Barashim, Horeitzi Sheyabu Lechita Kazayis Bosom, Mr. Shpesom Neimo, Umilchi Yofi Yofi, Umadichi Yofi Yofi, Umamtla Shitit Nafshe, Echol Yichobi Vech Yisroel Medorbe. So what does the price say? That even though the Heter Shchite was not given to Meneach, only to Yisroel, but there is another Aloche, of Mi Kemide, the Yisroel Shore Ulachumosa. So if something is Muter to Yisroel, let it be for whatever reason. If something is mutter to Israel, maybe it's mutter to Meneach. Even though the reason is why it's mutter to Israel because of the Heta Shchite, and Heta Shchite was not given to Meneach, but there is another halacha that a Meneach cannot be more chomer than Israel. In other words, there are many things that a goy a Meneach is allowed to do. Except Zayin Mitzvah Meneach. So Ibn Neach is allowed to do. Ibn Neach is allowed to eat Nevele, is allowed to eat Chilev, is allowed to eat Chilev, is allowed to do all the things that are also in Israel. But to have such a thing that Ibn Neach should be also to eat it or to do, and the Israel should be muter, that's an impossible. Because Mi'i Kemide, the Israel Shore, Ulakumosa. But Rabach ben Yaakov, so he was chilik on the deal of Mi'i Kemide, because Rabach ben Yaakov says that if Israel cuts off an iver of a behemoth after Shechita, while the behemoth is still mifaches, is still living, so it doesn't involve an iser of Yom Lachai. But if Ibn Neach cuts off an iver of a behemoth that was nishchato, while the behemoth is still mifacheses, so it does involve the nisar of Elul Achai. Why? Because vis-a-vis Yisroel there is a heter shchite, so it doesn't involve the nisar of Elul Achai. Vis-a-vis Ibn Neach, there is no heter shchite, so it involves the nisar of Elul Achai. But the question is, Mi'i Kemide, Dil Yisroel Shore, Ul Ibn Neach Oseh. So Rav Acha ben Yaakov obviously is chilek on that concept of Mi'i Kemide, Dil Yisroel Shore, Ul Ibn Neach Oseh. But the Braisa says there is such a concept. So in other words, the Gemara, the Maschon of the Gemara is against Rabbah Chaya Yaakov's memory. In other words, that means that according to Maschon of the Gemara, so if Shchite was realized in the Behemah, so just as in Israel is allowed to eat every aver of that Behemah in which Shchite was realized, including the intestines of the Behemah, and even though it's Kimamcha Medikume according to Rabbi's explanation of Rish Lakish's din. So, but there is Heta Shchite, so we got with the Neach, it's also good. Now, Chotach Nabeim, just one thing. Chotach Nabeim, La'ach Hashem Yishchat Koro, V'yidenu Mivacheset, Oso Leichlo V'yidenu Chayo, Aber La'ach Hashem Yisho Muta Leichlo, U'la'ach Yilo. So now, wait. Now, even though Ligami Yisrael, so there is a heter shchite, and even though, let's say, if somebody the sheikha checks the behemoth, and then the behemoth continues to be living, to be mifacheses for half an hour, and within that half hour that the behemoth was mifacheses, the sheikha cuts off a leg, a hind leg, a foreleg of the behemoth. So suppose he leave it, or somebody else who leaves that hind leg or foreleg that was cut off from the behemoth after the shchite, while the behemoth was still mivacheses. So the one who leaves the hind leg, the foreleg, will not be able to eat of the chayim, but he's not allowed to eat the either of the behemoth while the behemoth is still living. He will not be able to eat of the chayim, but he will be able to another isar, which is isar of loisechlu. So in other words, so Azorim leichel min abhimo kinyim shetitzi nafsho. So Azorim leichel min abhimo kinyim shetitzi nafsho shenema leichel ladam. So there are many things that are implicit in that love. First of all, the Azorim of Benzero Lemeire, so is implicit in the posik of leichel ladam. And the Yisrael for Sanhedrin to eat or to drink on the day they sentence someone with Yisrael, so they're not allowed to eat. So also, it's also implicit with Seichum Adam. So because of that, the love of Seichum Adam is a love of the Cholos, and there is no Malkis. But, so, even though Ligami Yisrael there is Heta Shchite, Ligami Yisrael there is Heta Shchite, and if Israel will cut off an iver from a behemoth that was nishchat, even though he'll cut off the iver while the behemoth is still living, so he will not be iver the iser of Elam Lachai, but he's not allowed to eat it because of the iser of the Seichun Adam. For Yichon Nabeimo, Kim Shetitz Nav. So Chotach Nabeimo, Lachah Shemishon Dikoro, Midenu Mfacheses, also Leichon Midenu Chayo. Not on the score of the iser of Elam Lachai, but on the score of the Seichun Adam. Avraha Shemiso, Muta Leichon. Ulachilo Linochi. Why is it Muta to be Machil Linochi? Bishrim in Israel is allowed to eat it after the behemoth died because of the Heta Shchite. But a Goy, so the Heta Shchite doesn't apply to him, and that Eva was cut off from the behemoth. While the behemoth is living, let it involve an Israel of Elam Lachai. The answer is because we don't pass like Rabbah Chaya Yaakov. We say that there is a loche of me, kemide, do Yisroel shorei u'bnei achosi. So, u'lachim u'linochi, u'muta l'hachim u'bimeo u'linochi, kol shenivtze lo b'shchite, harei ze nebeilo, v'chol shenishcha tekoro, v'dobracha gerim lo nifose, harei ze treifo, nishmoro mafleket u'lebosa rimo nebeilo. So in other words, so this is Gemara Mefureshes here, the Gemara says that if a b'neiach, that a b'neiach is allowed to eat of a behemoth, an eiver that was cut off from the behemoth while the behemoth was still in. So Israel is allowed to eat it because there is a tashchite. But regarding the Neach, there is no a tashchite. So Rabbah Chaya Yaakov said that it's osir, but the Maskon of the Gemara is even the Neach is mutar. Why? Because of the halacha of Mikemi. Now, all the Rishonim passed in that way, except for the Rambam. The Rambam says in the Tesmach Tzmolochim, Aloch Yudin. Halochim Vis Aloch Yudin. Hashaykh it is a bain. After we shock at Boshi Asimon. Cold manchi with a chesses, evil boss or a piercing in Eno, a soul in Bileach, Mishmeil of Nachai. Kosh also of Israel, Mishmeil of Nachai, also of Bileach. Vyage, Shebineach, Hayobi below Israel. Shebineach, אחד בהם או בחיו או בנפני או בנטרו חיו בנולוף משמי ונחי ומשום בוסו מלחי ואיבר ובוסו הפרסי מן הבחסס אף על פי ששוחד בו ישראל של סימוני הרי זה עושה לבנניח משמי ונחי ואיבר ובוסו הפרסי מן הבחסס אף על פי ששוחד בו ישראל שני סימוני סמני להם עצמות על ישראל because of that Ashrite. And the Ibam Nachai, the Yisrael Nachai will be poker through that Ashrite, so if Israel will eat it, he will not be able to Yisrael Ibam Nachai, but still, there is also the Neach Mishmei Ibam Nachai. But, that is like Rabach Abba Yaakov, but the Maskone of the Gemore is contrary to Rabach Abba Yaakov. So, the Ruch HaShulchan says, so everybody raises the question against the Rambam. The Rambam Zal, Kotzam, if it's been walking in your veins, Hashem is a vein of Shocha Mishneh Simoni, Kov Manshim Vacheses, Evo Bosser appears in men, Asur Neach Jim Achai. והוא נגד גמור המפורשת, וכבותו מעולוב כל כך מהדרץ. So then he says, ואני הזדהיתי, נראה, דאם הרמב"ם מפורש מה שאומרו חז"ל, יאחד עקום ויחד ישראל מתורם בי, זהו בכתיכו שעל ישראל חותכו לעצמו, ונסתלקו ממנו ישראל ומחי. מותר מותי מכתיכו זו גם לעקום. די אפשר שכתיכו זו תרזה לישראל ומחי, שכבר נסתלק ממנו. ולא חינית בקשה אז, דווקא בלו שזה, שעל ישראל חותכו לעצמו. The lotion of the price is, עומר רב יצחוק, עומר רב ידה, או הורי תלכי, מבהימו, קדם שתצי נפשו, חיתך כזה, איזבוסם ביש השחיתה, חיתך, הוא ישחיתך, וישראל ישחיתך, ומלכי יופי יופי, ומדיחי יופי יופי, וממתם לו עד שתצי נפשו, ואיך לי, איך עוד הם יחובים, ואיך עוד ישראל. So the Roshi is, or the Hashulchan says, that the Rambam Shike is, that when you, not that the Rambam doesn't pass through like the Aloche of Mike Midi, but the Rambam also passes like the Aloche of Mike Midi. That's the Maschon of this Gemara. The Aloche is not like Rabach and Yaakov, but since the Braise has the Roshi, spells out the Roshi, Chiter Kazai, Bosam Bisa Shriti. And then he says, Echod Yisroel ve'echod in Kichobi, Mutonim Bey, So the Rambam Shita is only if the Israel was chaytor mekazayis posa. So the moment the Israel cut off the hind leg, the foreleg or the hind leg of the behemo, while the behemo was still living, so at that time the hind leg became muta b'achile to Israel. Since he became muta b'achile Israel, because the Israel was chaytor the hadeiver from the behemo, while the behemo was still in fachesis, still. The Eber became Muta Lachile to Israel, so we apply the Aloche of me committed to Israel Shoreh or Beneachos. There is no such thing that a certain Chatiche should become Muta to Israel and should be also to Beneach. Mashiach came, when does the Rambam say that a Beneach is also to eat an Eber that was cut off from the Behemoth? That was Nishchato, while it's in Vacheses, when the Beneach himself was hated. So Mele, it never became Muta to Israel. So then we don't apply the Aloche of Mikimid. Whereas, but Yadushim, Achilik and the Rambam, and they hold, and it's Mistaba like that, I mean the Rambam, even even according to the old Hashulchan's explanation, it's still very strange. But the old Hashulchan L'chol Hapoches answers the kasha from the Gemara against the Rambam. So the other Rishonim hold that it doesn't make any difference whether the Yisrael cuts off the Iver from the Behemoth Nachesed or the Beneach himself. Suppose the Beneach cuts off. But if a Yisrael would decide to eat that Iver, that the Beneach cut off, he would be allowed because there is a Heta Shchite. So in Mele, we can still apply the Aloche of the Yisrael Yisrael Shore ul Beneach Osim. Now, Sime Chofe, Hashem Chaitzor Shirim Simone Macha Shchite, in Mishchat Ruba, or Yishir Mishchat Shchite Shem Shchutin Ruba, in Rosh Hod Shchutin Osim, in Noah Gomib Dei Midar Zeh. In other words, the Ramo mentions a certain etze, how to verify that the simonim were cut by Rubon, and furthermore, that they were not nishmat either, because there is a shite that just as the sheichet is required to be basic, to inspect and to verify that the simonim were cut by Rubon, not just the Newton, so the sheichet is also required to verify that the simonim were not shmutim before the shchit. So there is a way how to determine that they were not, that they were cut the hoop.